From two beautifully scenic and historic locations, the Hudson Valley, New York, and Willow, Alaska. This is the Side Vibe, brought to you by Dog Works Radio. Your hosts are author, journalist, and photographer, the Five Sides mom, Dorothy Wills Raftery, and Dog Works Radio executive producer, canine behaviorist, trainer, and lead musher of Team Aneke, Robert Forto. The Side Vibe is all about the magnificent breed of the Siberian Husky. From training to grooming, and for those who show and breed, from parenting to playing and rescuing huskies in need, whether mushing over snow-covered trails or lounging on tropical shores, even for Hollywood sibes on the big silver screen and so very much more. If it's about a Siberian Husky, we'll chat about it here.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to The Side Vibe here on Dog Works Radio. And calling in from New York is our host. Her name is Dorothy Wills Raftery. Dorothy, how's it going?
Hi, Robert. It's going pretty well here. How about by you?
It is beautiful up here. Spring is alive and well in Alaska.
Oh, that's wonderful. I think it has sprung here in the Hudson Valley, too. We're having a gorgeous day here today. Now, I know we're still getting used to our half-hour show, so I'm going to kind of launch right into today's guest because I'm pretty excited about the program we're going to be talking about. We're welcoming back Jackie Roach, and she's the president and founder of Tasia Blue Husky and Malamute Rescue, formerly known as the Tasia Blue Siberian Husky Rescue, and she's also the executive director and co-founder of Huskies and Heroes, and that's Tasia Blue's new outreach program. Tasia Blue is a nonprofit organization and rescue and rehomes huskies and malamutes in Nebraska, Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, and most surrounding states. While there is no actual facility, they have an excellent foster family care system in place for the huskies and malamutes they rescue. At Tasia Blue, since 2010, 653 and counting Siberian huskies and malamutes have been saved by more than 200 volunteers, and that's an astonishing average save of every 1.56 days. If you would like to hear more about Tasia Blue Husky and Malamute Rescue, please check out our June 21st, 2015 show over at dogworksradio.com/category/the-sibe-vibe, where we talk to Jackie in depth about the formation of Tasia Blue, named after their sweet little rescue husky, whose legacy continues on in such a great many ways that helps dogs in need. Now, in the military, I got your six translates to I've got your back. Today, Tasia Blue, never one to back down from any challenge, has now started a new outreach program that will help homeless dogs and our U.S. military veterans. According to Jackie, there seems to be more, quote, challenging dogs, unquote, that are rescued from shelters and need some extra TLC and training. Huskies and Heroes helps the more challenging dogs find calmness and confidence by enlisting our military veterans to help bridge a gap between an uncertain future, forever loving homes, says Jackie, while also helping our veterans find their own calm confidence. The new program, according to Jackie, will, quote, focus on bringing together challenging shelter dogs struggling with socialization and coping and military veterans struggling with PTSD and other challenges associated with transitioning back to civilian life. The intent is to have the veterans work with the dogs to improve their adoptability while helping our veterans improve their own anxiety and depression issues, says Jackie. Now, according to Huskies and Heroes, again, I quote, every day in the United States, 22 military veterans commit suicide. In that same day, 1,836 homeless dogs are euthanized in the United States animal shelters. Making those numbers go away is what Huskies and Heroes is all about. Please help us help them all, unquote. Now, in 2015, we here at the Five Sibes took the Canines for Warriors #Stop22 and #CanineStop22 challenge. And in support of the awareness of the 22 veterans who commit suicide daily, our video shows just how brief 22 seconds are by having our huskies howl for 22 seconds. You can check out our video on our Five Sibes YouTube channel. It is truly mind-blowing to think that each time the huskies finish howling for 22 seconds, we have lost another of our warriors to suicide. Studies have shown that when pairing a veteran with a canine, working together on training truly has a healing effect. The new program at Tasia Blue shows how together the rescuees and their partner veterans will have each other's six as they work together as a team, learning from each other, bonding with each other, and, yes, healing each other by sharing in that very special human-canine bond. Jackie, welcome back to the Side Vibe.
Thank you, Dorothy. I'm excited to be here.
Now, it's been stated that this new program, Huskies and Heroes, is a way to help homeless dogs in need and is also a way to pay it forward to our soldiers who also never back down from a challenge as they put their lives on the line to protect us. Jackie, tell us about the concept of your Huskies and Heroes outreach program and how it came about.
Well, you know, Dorothy, about 2 years ago, our leadership team and some really key volunteers, we met to do a strategic planning session. From that session, we took away all sorts of initiatives to help put some improvements in place for the rescue. But during that, we found that there was a deep sense of wanting to give back and do more for our community. We weren't really sure what that meant, but over the last couple of years, we felt that this would be a way we could use the healing power of dogs and make a great impact on humans. It would also help us expand on our mission to help educate, so we can better be able to teach families positive training skills and continue with the work we started.
That's really wonderful. Now, you've mentioned you've noticed, and I'm going to quote you on this, more challenging dogs that are being rescued. Can you elaborate on that and tell us what type of challenges you are seeing that differs from past rescues, and why do you think this trend is happening?
Well, right, and I think these challenging dogs have always been there.
Okay.
But I've noticed over the last 6 years there's a trend, and I think it's a good trend. The number of dogs being euthanized in shelters is decreasing, which is super great.
That's
excellent. 2011, it was about 2.6 million dogs a year. Last year, that number was 1.5 million dogs. So that's a 40% drop in just 5 years. So what I attribute to that is better processes in shelters, better management, more public awareness of people who want to adopt shelter dogs. But as a result, the shelters are able to adopt out the healthy, easy temperament dogs that might have previously been transferred to breed rescues. And shelters are now looking to rescue organizations to help with the dogs that need some work, the dogs that have been being euthanized, but yet were very adoptable. But maybe they have some challenges, medical conditions, they react to body handling, resource guarding. Some might even have a bite history. Some are shut down and fearful. So this is who we want to help, but the dogs also have to be able to live in our volunteers' foster homes with their human kids and their pets, and we find that the volunteers, they work full-time jobs, and they don't always have the skills or the time to help prepare some of these dogs that have some issues for adoption. But I believe that if we as rescue organizations, and not just Taysha Blue Rescue and not just Northern Breed Rescues, if we don't adapt to this change that we're seeing in shelters, we'll hit a plateau, and adoptable dogs will continue to die in shelters.
Now, the Huskies and Hero program, do they, and of course I understand the title, but do they focus solely on the rescued Siberian Huskies, or will it also include their cousins, the Alaskan Malamutes that you also rescue?
Yeah, we like alliteration, so that,
I do
that's
too.
Why we picked it. Yeah. But no, the majority of the dogs we rescue are Siberian Huskies due to the demand. There are more in shelters than there are Alaskan Malamutes. But we will continue to absolutely include Alaskan Malamutes in this program, mixed breed dogs. And our vision kind of really extends beyond just the northern breeds. After we're up and rolling, I hope that we can extend this program to all dogs that need our help.
Now, you currently have veterans who work as volunteers as Taysha Blue, right?
We absolutely do. Offutt Air Force Base is located in Omaha, and we have a lot of volunteers who are stationed there.
Now, I want to actually talk about how to go up. You're going to match a veteran with a rescue husky, but I also just want to talk a little bit about, and I know we kind of talked via online this morning a little bit, but if you can just kind of give us the breakdown of, who is assisting in this program and who is involved before we actually talk about how veterans are matched up with Huskies.
Right. So, the veterans that we'll work with need to have a desire to work with the hero dogs. They have to have a willingness to learn positive training methods and teach from a program that has been designed. And we've been working with Smarty Dog Training out of Lincoln, Nebraska, to help us develop our charter and training program that will it will include just basic dog handling skills all the way up through some advanced training, but we'll teach that. And we also want to make sure that the veterans embody the core values of Taysha Blue Rescue, which is to be kind, to strive for excellence, to respect the individual, and to act with integrity.
Great. Now, once you have a veteran and a dog partnered up, are they, in a sense, the dog's foster guardian for that time being?
Well, they're not necessarily the foster. The dog may or may not live with the veteran. If they do, that would be fantastic, but we know that some of the veterans might not have, might not be able to have a dog living with them. But we see them as being able to help transition and bridge that gap between the foster parent and the dog and helping them with continue the training and teach them some of the skills that the dog is learning so that they can the foster parent can then continue the training. And then when the dog transitions to a permanent home, the veteran volunteer will also be able to help teach the new owner how to continue with that training.
And then what comes next for the team? I know you said that you actually have a training program that's going to come in and help train the veterans to train the dogs. Is that right?
Absolutely. Eventually, we want our volunteers and the veterans to be able to train new trainers on the program. There's nothing magical about the training. It's basic manners and basic dog handling skills and being able to read dog body language and understanding their cues a little bit. So we want the volunteers working with Huskies and Heroes to also go through QPR training, which is similar to CPR training, which helps to react appropriately when somebody might be considering suicide. So we've got a lot of things in the works. Our volunteers right now are understanding the dog training curriculum as well as understanding how to work well with the veterans and you know making sure that they know how to react if necessary, if someone is having a really challenging time.
This is such an excellent program. And I just want to remind our listeners, this is something that you've just launched this year, just in 2017, right? So it's very new.
It is extremely new. We're actually having our public coming out party in a few weeks.
That's wonderful. Where and when will that be? And can folks come to that?
Absolutely. It is May 20th from 3 to 7 p.m. at Exarban Cinema in Omaha, which is right at about 67th and Center Street.
Oh, wonderful. Now, today we are speaking with Jackie Roach, president and founder of Taysha Blue Husky and Malamute Rescue, and also the executive director and co-founder of the new Huskies and Heroes Outreach Program, both based in Omaha, Nebraska. In this episode, we are talking about how rescued Siberian Huskies are faced with their own challenges, and actually I need to expand that and say Malamutes and dogs as well, and they're paired with the military veterans in hopes of helping each other heal and find a quote, calm confidence, unquote. You can follow Taysha Blue Husky and Malamute Rescue on their Facebook page of the same name and also by visiting TayshaBlue.com. For more information on the Huskies and Heroes Outreach Program, you can follow the link on the Taysha Blue website and also by visiting HuskiesandHeroes.com. A link to these pages will also be listed on today's show, listing on our radio station site at dogworksradio.com/the-sibe-vibe. And I will be doing a more in-depth post on the program and a longer conversation with Jackie, and that's going to be over on my Five Sibes blog, which is fivesibes.blogspot.com. Now, Jackie, it seems both the dog and the veteran in the pairing share a common bond. And is this the baseline of trust for them, a basic understanding of each other's needs?
Yes, you know, these dogs may have been the victims of abuse. They maybe had bad or inappropriate training in the past, or maybe no training at all, no boundaries. And so they're reacting inappropriately to a set of circumstances that are not allowing them to move on and transition into a forever home. And it's not really dissimilar to veterans who are transitioning back to civilian life, who maybe are having a hard time adjusting to demands or expectations, having trouble matching their skills and training in the military to a skilled job in the public sector.
Now, does working with these dogs who have socialization issues and other challenges, do they help the veterans who are experiencing PTSD and other challenges as well? I mean, how I know it's very new, so I know some of this, I know a lot of it is goals and mission set up, but I just didn't know if what your feelings on that were.
Right. You know, we know that working with and being around animals have health benefits, lowers your heart rate, lowers your blood pressure. And, you know, these dogs aren't bad. They're not aggressive. They are just a little misunderstood and confused from what we expect from them. And the veterans can really relate to that. And they often experience the same thing. So that really helps develop that bond of, I've got your six. The dog has the back of the veteran has the back of the dog. And these dogs give these veterans and people in general a reason to get up in the morning. They know the dog is counting on them and that the dogs give them a greater purpose.
That's wonderful. Now, you use the term calm confidence. Can you explain to our listeners what this means?
Sure. You know, when you and I experience calm, we're able to control our breathing, right, and mm-hmm. and our mind. And through that, you relax and you have confidence in a situation. You think more clearly and you're able to control yourselves and your reaction to things. This is important for dogs, too. And teaching a dog to respond appropriately to your cues makes his environment more predictable. That builds his confidence to understand what you want from him. Positive training methods and structure and stability helps gain that confidence. And so when the two work together, we're both building that calm sense of relaxation, which mm-hmm. will build confidence.
This is excellent. Now, how long are the dogs that are in the program, will they be in the program before you're able to find them forever homes?
Well, you know, it really depends on the dog and the set of circumstances. But we find that when we have a real challenging dog, he might be in rescue right now for up to a year in order to be ready for adoption. And the whole goal of that program is to reduce that amount of time. And we're expecting 3 to 4 months, but again, I think it depends on the dog and the situation. Some will be quicker, some will take longer.
And so far, how many Huskies and Heroes are currently partnered?
Well, we're just getting off the ground. Our very first official Hero dog is en route to Omaha right now.
Yay!
I know. I'm so excited. Her name is Amazing Grace.
Oh, that's wonderful.
She's named in honor of Grace Hopper, who was born in 1906. She was a career Navy veteran who went on to become a Rear Admiral in the U.S. Navy. She was also a computer programmer, and she helped develop a compiler that was the precursor to COBOL language.
This is wonderful. I love how you're tying in some of the history as well,
history.
With the military history with their name. That's wonderful.
Right. So, yeah, she's a beautiful Siberian Husky. She's from a Kansas shelter. They told us that she had some body handling issues, and she showed signs of resource guarding, and she would have been euthanized had we not taken her into rescue. So, we're pretty excited. We're ready to interview veterans now to work with her in Lincoln to be our very first paired team.
Now, if there are veterans who are interested, do you have a specific process to go through, or where could they go so that they can express their interest in this program?
Right now, we're getting the a formal application set up on our website, but for right now, to just contact us through TaishaBlue.com's website, and we will respond right away.
Now, I have to ask, will this stay a state of Nebraska program, or do you see it possibly branching out across the country?
Well, we'd love to expand this across the country, but we will be taking our time. We want to do things right and learn from reality versus what we believe our assumptions are. And but we think that this program can make a really big impact across the country. I have a really good friend who leads Lucky Husky Rescue, in Arizona. And I know she would like to get it started there. But we think that regardless of the breed, you know, this is a great program and can be expanded.
That is wonderful. And I also want to just ask, what is your hope for this? Where do you hope to see this, say, if we chat in a year from now?
Wow. Well, I would like to be working on expanding. I think there's other heroes, not just military veterans, who can benefit from this program. Anytime you have that human element that needs to benefit from having a purpose, and maybe maybe just the healing confidence that comes from being with and around a dog. So I'd like to see it expand beyond that. But, you know, ultimately, we want to help end the killing of adoptable dogs that are in shelters across the country.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think all of our listeners and readers on, you know, for both of us really understand that bond with a dog. I mean, there are days where, you know, we could be feeling sad, you know, or we could be grieving over someone. And having a dog is just absolutely amazing. I mean, how they can connect with us and just how they can, you know, sometimes you may not feel like going out and you just get that little cold nose going, doink, come on. You know,
I gotta go.
Yeah, even on that little basic level, it's just amazing. And you know, we've talked before, and I think folks know, I just find that connection with dogs amazing, the canine human connection, and I just think it's a fantastic program. I'm so excited, and I do want to give people updates, so I definitely want to keep in touch and follow along with this. And before we talk about, I know there's an event coming up, and I want to also talk about how folks can help. Robert, I just wanted to kind of jump in here and see if you had any questions for Jackie about this phenomenal program they're starting.
No, I think it's a wonderful way to not only give back for the dogs, but the people as well. And as Jackie said, it's not just soldiers. It could be anybody that needs that help. And I think the opportunities are endless there.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, Jackie. On April 29th and 30th, I read that you'll be at the Embassy Suites La Vista in Omaha to support the Patriotic Productions Honor Flight event, and I believe that's to honor the Vietnam veterans. And I've heard they're expecting like 600 veterans, I believe. Can you tell us about that and how many Tasia Blue Huskies and Heroes may be present, or at least how many Tasia Blue rescue dogs might be there?
Absolutely. Well, if anyone is interested in the honor flight that Patriotic Productions is doing, I encourage you to go to their website. It's patrioticproductions.org. It's a phenomenal organization, and what they've been doing is having that, making sure that these veterans have the opportunity to visit Washington, D.C., and visit the monuments and have that opportunity. And so this particular one it'll be the largest group of Vietnam veterans from any single state, and they will be visiting the Vietnam Wall on Monday, May 1st, as well as I believe they're going to Arlington and Arlington Cemetery and some other places before they fly back. There are four charter planes reserved to fly them early in the morning for an arrival into Washington, D.C., sometime around, I believe, 8 a.m., and we will be there on Saturday and Sunday when the veterans and their families come to register for the event, and we will share the program with them. We will have a couple dogs there. Mackie, who is one of my own, will be there. And he represents that kind of dog that needs some extra help and work. He was a dog that was deemed aggressive by the shelter, and he kind of embodies what this program is about and the kind of wonderful adoptable dogs that are maybe misunderstood that we're trying to save. So he will be there. We'll have a couple others that are there. But the event is really to honor those veterans and welcome them home, and we'll be able to share the program with them if they're interested.
This is absolutely wonderful. And I have to just say, you know, I'm a daughter of a World War II veteran, and my father was he served during World War II in the Big Red One, the 1st Division, and again a second tour with the Rainbow Division. So, of course, you know, we always support our U.S. military, and he was such a dog lover, and I've posted pictures of him where, you know, he's been out in the field, and they've come across dogs, and they've had dogs, you know, at their barracks. So this program just hits me at a very special place, not just as, of course, an American and a husky and dog lover, but also, you know, because of my dad. So it's just phenomenal. Now, Tasia Blue Husky and Malamute Rescue is currently fundraising for the Huskies and Heroes Outreach Program, including the sale of items with the logo on it. Now, can you tell us what this funding will be used for and how can folks help?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, share the program with as many people as possible. I just think it's a great story, and if it inspires someone else to do something in their own community that's similar, I think that's great. But yes, we are actively looking for a small training facility where veterans and dogs can work together safely, free from distractions. The facility will serve as a place for the veterans to help the new families transition with their newly adopted hero dog. And that is the primary source that will benefit from the funding for this.
Wonderful. And again, if anybody is interested in helping, donating, becoming involved in the program, currently you can get in touch with Jackie through the TasiaBlue.com website. And Jackie, what a fantastic program. I look forward
to
hearing more about it, and I want to bring more news of this as you go along. Maybe we can highlight some of your partners over on my Five Sides blog, and you know, when, as they're going through the program, I would love to do that.
And, that would be fantastic.
Wonderful.
I appreciate that.
Be my pleasure. And thank you so much also, not just for being on the show and for supporting our military, and but for all the help and everything that you've done over the years for Huskies and Malamutes in Need. You and rescue folks truly need to be commended, and thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
And thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you have any questions, you can always drop us a line over at the SciVibe website. And, again, that's DogWorks Radio, dogworksradio.com/ the SciVibe, and there's hyphens in there. And all this information will be on my blog as well. Robert, anything to add before we sign off?
All is good. Thank you very much to Jackie Roach for her interview today, and thank you as well, Dorothy.
Oh, my pleasure. Jackie, take care, and I'll be talking to you soon, and lots of luck with this program.
Thank you very much.
And we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.